Today is the first Sunday of Advent, the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas and a celebration of the birth of Jesus. And also, it's the beginning of a new church year. To me, Advent is about bringing light into the darkness. We acknowledge the dark, but we look for the light. And every Sunday we light one more candle on the Advent wreath as a symbol of the light that is coming into the world. And we think about Christ coming into the world. The other night I took a walk out away from our house up the hill a little ways. It was rainy and dark, and when I turned around and came back and looked at the house, it looked so cheerful and cozy with the light coming out of the windows, and it was really a comfortable place to come back to. To me, that's what Advent is, a light shining in the darkness. Advent, the word Advent means coming, and during the season of Advent, we prepare for the first coming of Christ in the manger in Bethlehem that we celebrate at Christmas. And we look forward to the second coming of Christ on the last day. Christ is coming. Christ is coming into our lives. Christ is coming into the world. Christ is coming to light up the darkness. That's what the theme of Advent is. Every year when we have the first Sunday of Advent, we begin with the second coming of Christ. To some people, that is a scary thought because it brings images of terrible judgment and the literal end of the world. But to me, that's not what the second coming of Christ is about. The second coming of Christ, to me, is more about revelation or enlightenment or clarification. It's a bringing of the light, a bringing of justice into the world. At the second coming of Christ, I think we will be enlightened and we will be able to stand there before Christ. That was the word that caught me when I was reading the gospel in preparation for the sermon, is the word stand. Jesus is talking to people in this gospel story whose world is falling apart. The Jewish nation is being torn apart by dissension within, by influences from without, by corruption in the temple. And in a few short years, what's going to happen is that the Roman army is going to destroy Jerusalem and the temple, and the entire way of life that the Jewish people know is going to be lost completely. So terrible things are going to be happening. And Jesus is telling them what's going to happen. He says there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. There will be distress among nations. People will faint from fear and foreboding, the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with power and great glory. He says, now when you see these things, stand up and raise your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. And a little bit later, he says, be alert at all times. Pray that you may have strength to stand before the Son of Man. Stand up and raise your heads, he says. Stand before the Son of Man. He's saying, even though the world is falling apart, don't despair, but stand firm in your faith. Standing is a posture of confidence and reassurance and action, readiness. So stand firm. That's what I hear in this lesson. Be ready to stand before the Son of Man. Many people have said that we are living in a time of enormous change. The internet and digital culture have completely changed life on our planet. It's similar to the changes that happened with the printing press in the 1500s, which totally changed the world and brought in the Industrial Revolution and made these enormous sweeping changes throughout the world. The biggest thing I think that is happening today is the fracturing of society. Social media is isolating us. It puts us in little silos of information that become echo chambers, says we only listen to people who agree with us or think like us. And it's made us into a nation of tribes where we can't even speak to people who are in the other tribe. Not only that, it's possible to just simply live on the internet. You can order everything you need online. You can work online. You can keep up with everyone online. And you never have to go out and meet anyone face to face. Teenagers don't go out anymore. They just lay on their beds and text each other. It's becoming a very lonely world as people are becoming more and more isolated from each other. What this means to me is that church is one of the only places where people actually still meet face to face. We don't do this online, we do it in person. Church is a place where we can be with people who are not exactly like us. Church is a place where we can share values that are bigger than just our own self or our own wants. Church is one of the few places to find human warmth and caring in a lonely world. The church, to me, is that warm light that's shining on a dark and rainy night. What we're doing in church is this radical experiment to save the world from loneliness and isolation. Do you realize how important church is? What we're doing is so important in this world. We're going to save the world with church. It's like in the Middle Ages, the monasteries were one of the only places where the human spirit and the spirit of God was nurtured and kept. That's what the churches are doing today. We have the church. We have the sacraments, the liturgy, the scriptures, the spirit of God, the presence of Christ. Now, stand fast in your faith and stand fast in the church. When the whole world was falling apart in Jerusalem, Jesus told the disciples to stand up and raise their heads. And now, Christ is coming, and the light of Christ is always coming into the darkness of the world. Amen. Amen.